think it was a good opener. There's always some things that you can correct and get better on, but at the end of the day, all the stuff that you work for, you got to sort of showcase it a little bit, establish your identity, and you can progress from there. Yeah, I mean, practicing it, you get used to it, certain tempo, but then when you have a different competitor and you have to play actually four quarters, it's a lot different. Your body gets a little bit more fatigued, but that comes with better conditioning out in practice, and that's what we did this week to make sure that, you know, guys don't get as tired or can sustain, you know, four quarters. Every game, I feel fatigued like that. The first game, because the thing is, you're not used to playing four quarters in the preseason. It's progression from one, two, three each game. And the last game, you don't even play. So you just got to get used to it, and your body has to get used to it. Yeah, I tell him that. I told him he put a lot in this offseason. I mean, he's rehabilitated himself to get back to where he is right now. And now he just has to get that fatigueness out, get his body in better shape, and so he can endure through four quarters, so he can be effective throughout the whole game. I think, you know, at the end of the day, when you see guys that are doing the right thing, and especially where he's came from, just the maturity, him being voted as the player rep, he deserves that. And, you know, we're behind him 100%. Defenses in general, I mean, we have to stop the run. I mean, we've got a really good back this week in Jamal Charles, and we have to stop him. I mean, Alex Smith, he can pass the ball too. So we have to get pressure on him, you know, secondly. And that's the first point of attack, is stopping that run. If you got a guy that's probably, I don't know, 50 to 70% of the offense depends on what they're doing, a guy that can, you know, gash on certain plays, they run screens, run a lot of gadget things, he's going to be that guy that's going to be showcased this game. Even if the coaches say it, you got to listen to it. It's not a trick. So he's going to play, and they're going to get him the ball because he's their big playmaker on offense. First, it starts in the film room. I mean, those guys really have to communicate, especially with our crowd noise is really loud, so you got to have a lot of signals. And sometimes I drop, sometimes Vaughn have dropped, so we have to all be on the same page, knowing exactly, you know, where you're going to fit in the offense, how they're going to cover. So we have to communicate, and Raheem's that guy that's always been communicating to the front line on, you know, where we should drop and how things should be done. So he's doing a great job. I haven't even turned the TV on. I've really just been focusing on, you know, just the game this week. I know everything will get buttoned up and handled how it need to be handled. I mean, because the NFL crest has always been, you know, that perfect crest. So they're going to make sure they protect that, and we're part of that. And you just got to look at it that way, but just focusing on this game this week. They're really prepared. I mean, I played with them, you know, played against them a lot, especially in the NFC East. Those teams don't make many mistakes. They're going to have really good defenses, and the quarterback, that he's not going to have to make many decisions. You know, boots, they're going to run play actions, they're going to block up for him, and they got a quarterback that can run. So I think he was the leading rusher last week. So we got to make sure we corral around him to make sure he doesn't, you know, string plays out and make big plays.